So yeah, Jason asked me if I would do this for communion, said it was helpful for baptism, and so I was like, well, of course, I'll do it. And he actually sent me some questions, and I won't share all of them, but there was plenty of them. And so we did 7 questions last week on just the questions that I had of baptism. I'm not going to go through 7 on communion, because I'm going to basically hit 4 or 5 real good questions that should make the rest of the questions kind of seem silly, if I'm being honest. But one of the silly ones that kind of came to mind for me was, is there a gluten-free option? That was one of the questions that came to mind, but I don't know. You'll have to talk to Kenny and see. I don't know if we have a gluten-free cracker. So the questions that I've kind of come up with, these are questions that I've had in the past that I still have today. That I think would be helpful for building the church. But it is, what is communion? Who should take communion and who shouldn't take communion? How often should we take communion? What are the elements and what are they not? And lastly, why do we do it? So communion, it's a practice that we see used in the Bible, given to the church, but many of us don't really understand what we're doing. We partake in it, and it's kind of what it is, and it's kind of a ritual, and I don't want that to be what communion is, because we don't see that in the text. So my prayer today is that answering these questions, that we would leave with a better understanding, and with that, just more affection for Jesus. So what is communion? Communion, it's also called the Lord's Supper. That's what we hear it called. It came from the Passover celebration meal that Jesus shared with his followers on the night that he was betrayed. And so the text that we have for it is in Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 28. And I'll read that. As they were eating, Jesus took some bread and blessed it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this and eat it, for this is my body." And he took a cup of wine and he gave thanks to God for it. He gave it to them and said, "Each of you drink from it, for this is my blood, which confirms the covenant between God and his people. It's poured out as a sacrifice to forgive the sins of many." So that's Jesus's own words talking to his followers. And that's what we take from it. But then we also have Paul's words on it. And the thing I find interesting with this is that Paul was not there at the Last Supper. This is something that was revealed to him through the Holy Spirit. And his account is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. Sounds very similar. On the night when he was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it into pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So very similar. Almost the exact same wording that we get, but we see that it is, "Do this in remembrance of me." So communion is a remembrance of Jesus' death, a celebration of his sacrifice, and an acceptance for the benefits that we get from the cross. So it's not a ritual, it's not an add-on to service, and it's certainly not a snack. But it's a moment when we intentionally remember the cost that was paid for on the cross. So who should and shouldn't take communion? Communion is for all followers of Jesus who have trusted in him for salvation. So we get this from Acts chapter 2, verse 42. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper and to prayer. So the Bible teaches that communion is not taken casually, but it's for all believers. So who it's not for is the unbeliever. It's not for the unrepentant, and it's not for those who simply want a religious ritual. We get in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 27 and 28, Paul says, and this is, he's correcting the church in Corinth in this. It's interesting to see just how little there actually is about communion in the scriptures, because it was just something that they taught the believers, as they were planting churches, and it's only addressed in Corinthians because they were doing it wrong. And so he says here, so anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily is guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. So communion is for believers who come with their hearts submitted to Jesus. This doesn't mean that we have to be perfect. It doesn't mean anything other than being honest with ourselves about our need for his grace. So communion says, I believe in Jesus and I need his mercy. So who should take communion? Every believer that's trusting Jesus with a repentant heart. I need to speed up. We're only to number three. So how often should we take communion? Scripture does not give a required schedule. We don't see anywhere that it says, do this every week, every day, every month, every year. Like, we don't. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. So it's not a command for frequency. It's more of a frequency of remembering Jesus. So what matters most is that when we do it with purpose, reflection, and gratitude. So some churches do it weekly. Some do it monthly like we do. Some do it quarterly. There's no right or wrong way. This is just my own personal belief, but I think as we do it monthly, I think we kind of hit the sweet spot because it's not becoming a ritual, but it's also remembered. But again, that's just my own thinking. So what are the elements of communion? And this is kind of a big one, but communion uses the two elements that Jesus gave us, the bread and the cup. So the bread represents his body that was broken for us. In Matthew 26, he said, take this and eat it. This is my body. And the bread reminds us that God took on flesh. He suffered in our place, and he took all of our sins. And the cup represents the blood that Jesus poured out for our forgiveness. So the bread and the cup, they're just physical reminders of a spiritual reality that God gave every bit of his son to save us sinners. So what the elements are not is Jesus' physical blood and body. Jesus says, this is my body and this is my blood, but Jesus was also present with them while he was saying this. So it's not, he's speaking figuratively. And if you don't think that Jesus ever speaks in metaphors, I have a whole list of them here. I'm just going to read a few. I am the bread of life. I'm the light of the world. I am the door. I am the good shepherd, which we don't think he's a shepherd. So I'm the resurrection. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I'm the true vine. I'm living water, the Alpha and the Omega, and I'm a bright morning star. There's probably more, but I don't think, Jesus is not burning up right now as a bright morning star. So he loved to use metaphors. So I don't think that's what he's saying, is that he is literally flesh and blood in the cup. So why do we do communion? We do communion for one reason, and that's to remember. In Luke 22:19, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. He didn't say do this for any other reason, not to be saved, not to gain favor, nothing. So we remember that Jesus died, that he rose, and that he's coming again. So my conclusion is that it's not an empty tradition. It's not just religious routine that we take communion, and we are right to remember. And I guess if you have any other questions, write them on the bottom of the bulletin, put them in the thing in the back, and Jason will be happy to answer them.